我们感谢主，让我们又有一次机会可以同聚在他的跟前。
We thank the Lord that once again we have this opportunity to meet in His presence.
我总觉得时间过得非常的快。
I always feel time flies so fast.
好像昨天我才站在这个讲台上一样。
As though you were yesterday, I was standing here.
今天又是一个新的开始。
And today is a brand new beginning.
我真的从心的深处有一个盼望。
And from the very depth of my heart, I have this desire.
下一次呢，我们不是聚在这里。
That next time we're not meeting here.
我们来是一同聚在天上，聚在主的宝座前。
But instead, we'll be gathering in heaven right before His throne.
虽然我们知道他回来的日子非常的迫近。
We know that the day of His coming back is so urgent.
但是我们真是渴望主能够缩短这个日子。
But we really long for the shortened day of His coming.
所以盼望主给我们有更深的爱慕，也有更迫切的祷告。
So we hope that we would have this more urgent prayer and even a deeper longing for Him.
那么这一次呢，我在主面前从主所领受的负担，和弟兄姊妹一同来交通，知道在神的家中当怎样行。
This time before the Lord, I have received this burden to share with you all on how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God.
我们一共有四堂。
And we have four sessions.
我想我把它分作四个重点来交通。
I would like to divide it into four main points to fellowship.
第一个重点，我们来讲到神家的启示。
First point is we will share on the revelation of the house of God.
我们要从圣经里面来看神怎样把他这个家的意念启示给我们。
And from the Bible, we shall see how God has revealed His intent of heart to us.
第二个重点。
And also the second point.
我们要讲到神家的样式和他建造的原则。
Is the pattern and the principle of building his house.
那么第三个重点。
The third point is.
我们要讲到，知道在神的家中当怎样行。
We will be sharing on how to conduct oneself in the house of God.
那么最后一个点呢。
And the last point is.
我们要讲到我们如何来持守神家的见证。
We will fellowship on how to guard the testimony of the house of God.
我想，我们现在先来交通有关神家的启示。
Now we'd like to consider and share on the revelation of the house of God.
我们请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
Brothers and sisters, shall we study together some of God's words?
我们先看提摩太前书第三章。
First, we will read 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章第十五节和十六节。
Verses 15 and 16.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。大宅近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
1 Timothy 3:15. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory.
马太福音第一章第一节。
Matthew chapter 1, verse 1.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
然后《使徒行传》第七章。
Acts chapter 7.
第四十六节到五十节。
Verses 46 to 50.
大卫在神面前蒙恩，祈求为雅各的神预备居所，却是所罗门为神造成殿宇。其实至高者并不住人手所造的，就如先知所言，主说，天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳，你们要为我造何等的殿宇，哪里是我安息的地方呢？这一切不都是我手所造的吗？
Verse 46. Who, that's David, David found favor before God and asked to build a dwelling for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands. As the prophet said, Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord? And who, where is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all these things?
希伯来书第三章
Chapter 3
希伯来书第三章
Hebrews chapter 3
从第一节读到第六节
Verse 1 to verse 6
同盟天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样，他比摩西算是更配多得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣，因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然敬忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses, who was faithful in all his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God.And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end.
第八章第五节
Chapter 8, verse 5
他们供奉的事本是天上事的形状和影像正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候蒙神警戒他说你要谨慎做各样的物件都要照着在山上指示你的样式
Who served the copy and shadow of the heavenly things as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle he said see that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain
历代至上
First Chronicles
历代至上
First Chronicles
第二十八章
Chapter
28历代至上第二十八章
First Chronicles Chapter 28
我们要从十一节读到第十九节
We will read from verse 11 to verse 19
大卫将殿的油廊旁屋府库楼房内殿和圣所的样式指示他儿子所罗门又将被圣灵感动所得的样式就是耶和华神殿的院子周围的房屋殿的府库和圣物府库的一切样式都指示他
Verse 11, Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the vestibule, its houses, its treasuries, its upper chambers, its inner chambers, and the place of the mercy seat, and the plans for all that he had by the Spirit, of the courts of the house of the Lord, of all the chambers all around, of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries for the dedicated things.
第十三节 又指示他祭司和利未人的班次与耶和华殿里各样的工作，并耶和华殿里一切器皿的样式，以及各样应用金器的分量和各样应用银器的分量，金灯台和金灯台的分量，银灯台和银灯的分量，轻重各都合宜。
Verse 13, also for the division of the priests and the Levites, for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the articles of service in the house of the Lord, he gave gold by weight, for things of gold, for all articles used in every kind of service, also silver for all articles of silver by weight, for all articles used in every kind of service, the weight for the lampstands of gold and their lamps of gold by weight for each lampstand and its lamps, for the lampstands of silver by weight for the lampstand and its lamps, according to the use of each lampstand.
第16节 橙色饼、金桌子的分量和银桌子的分量，金金的肉叉子、盘子和爵的分量，各金碗与各银碗的分量，金金香坛的分量，并用金子做基路伯，基路伯张开翅膀遮掩耶和华的约柜。
Verse 16, and by weight he gave gold for the tables of the showbread, for each table and silver, for the tabernacles of silver. Also pure gold for the forks and the basins, the pitchers of pure gold and the golden bowls. He gave gold by weight for every bowl and for the silver bowl, silver by weight for every bowl, and the refined gold by weight for the altar of incense and for the construction of the chariot, that is the gold cherubim that spread their wings and overshadow the ark of the covenant of the Lord.
第19节
And verse 19
大卫说这一切工作的样式都是耶和华用手画出来使我明白的。
All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me all the works of these plans.
以西结书第40章
Ezekiel chapter 40
第1节到第4节
Verse 1 to verse 4
我们被掳第25年耶路撒冷城攻破后14年 正在年初月之初十日，耶和华的灵降在我身上。他把我带到以色列地，在神的意象中带我到以色列地，安置在至高的山上。在山的南边有仿佛一座城建立。他带我到那里，见有一人颜色如铜，手拿麻绳和量度的杆站在门口。那人对我说：“人子啊！” 凡我所指示你的，你都要用眼看，用耳听，并要放在心上。我带你到这里来，特为要指示你。凡你所见的，你都要告诉以色列家。
In the 25th year of our captivity, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after the city was captured, on the very same day, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he took me there. In the visions of God, he took me into the land of Israel and set me on a very high mountain. On it, toward the south, was something like the structure of a city. He took me there, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of bronze. He had the line of flax and the measuring rod in his hand, and he stood in the gateway. And the man said to me, Son of man, look with your eyes and hear with your ears. Fix your mind on everything I show you. For you were brought here so that I might show them to you. Declare to the house of Israel everything you see.
最后请弟兄姊妹看创世纪第28章。
Lastly, we will read Genesis chapter 28.
我们先读10到13节。
Verses 10 to 13.
雅各出了别示巴，向哈兰走去，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头，枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了。 梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华你主亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神，我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔。
Verse 10. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night, because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep. There he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven, and there the angels of God was ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants.
第16节到19节。
Verse
16
to verse 19.
雅各睡醒地说，耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道，就惧怕说，这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也可以说神的家，也是天的门。雅各清早起来，把所整的石头立作柱子，浇油在上面，他就给那地方起名叫伯特利，在那地方起先名叫路斯。
Verse 16, Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, that is the temple of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Then Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put at his head, set it up as a pillar, and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel.But the name of that city had been Luz previously.
我想在圣经的里面，
I think in the Bible,
我们可以明显的看见，
we can see this very explicitly.
在神永远的旨意里面有两个非常重要的事情，
that there are two very crucial thoughts in God's eternal purpose.
一个就是神的家，
one is God's house.
另外一个就是神的国。
The other is God's kingdom.
我们晓得这两件事情是神旨意中间的两个可以说包容的一个思想。
And we know that these two thoughts encompass everything in God's eternal purpose.
而神今天建立教会。
And today God is building His church.
就是为了实现他自己的旨意。
In order to fulfill His purpose.
所以教会呢，应当以家为内容。
So the church's content should be the house of God.
那么教会呢，应当以国作为它的表现。
And it should make the kingdom God its manifestation.
所以这是神今天建造教会可以说是最大的一个目的。
And this is the greatest purpose for God to build His church.
我们都知道神的旨意是基督。
We all know that the purpose of God is Christ.
但是教会如何来见证基督呢？
But how can the church testify of Christ?
教会首先必须有家的内容。
First, church has to have the content of the house.
然后教会呢，才会有国的表现。
Then the church will manifest itself the kingdom.
这样耶稣基督的见证才能够被显明出来。
In such way, the testimony of the Lord could be made manifest.
使徒保罗特别在提摩太前书里面告诉我们。
Apostle Paul especially said so in 1 Timothy.
这家就是永生神的教会。
The house is the church of the living God.
如果今天永生神的教会能具备家的实际，
If today the church of the living God can actually possess the very reality of the house,
这乃是真理的柱子和根基。
That is the very foundation and the pillar of the truth.
那么接下去保罗就说大哉。
And Next, Paul says, without controversy.
这是一个非常大伟大的一件事情。
This is such a great thing.
也可以说是神在地上最大的一件事情。
We should say that this actually is God's greatest thing.
对，教会如果具备这一个家的实际。
So if the church has the reality of the house,
就像我们的主耶稣基督道成肉身在地上一样，
then the church will be like our Lord Jesus Christ.
无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现。
Then without controversy, that God is manifested in the flesh.
所以这是一个非常伟大的一个见证。
So we know this is such a tremendous, great testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
教会不是一个宗教团体，
the church is never a religious organization，
更不是地上所谓的宗教的组织，
nor is it a religious group，
教会乃是神的家，
it is the church is the house of God。
我们在旧约的圣经里面很清楚地看见，
we can see this so clearly in the Old Testament，
神借着以色列这个民族啊，来解释这件事情。
Through the tribe of Israel, the Lord has made known to us this very matter.
我们从以色列的整个建造的这个过程里面可以看见。
Through the whole process of building up this house of Israel, we could see this.
神花了很长的一段的年日，首先建立以色列家。
That first God spent a lot of time to build the house of Israel.
然后呢，从这个家才建立以色列国。
And then from this house, God built the nation of Israel.
我们都知道，在旧约时代中
，And we also know that in Old Testament,
以色列家就代表神的家。
The house of Israel actually represents the house of God.
以色列国就代表神的国。
And the nation of Israel represents the nation of God.
啊，当然，这个在旧约时代中间。这是只是一个预表的说法。
Of course, this is just a type in Old Testament.
主要的是作为教会的镜子。
It served as the mirror of the church.
那我们看见这个整个建造的过程。
As we consider the whole process of this building.
这个先后的次序是很重要的。
And the sequence is very important.
是先有家才有国的。
First, we have the house, then we have the nation.
所以我们可以说的，没有家就不可能有国。
We could say it this way, without the house, there would be no the kingdom.
我们都知道神的国度在地上的彰显是非常重要的一件事。
We all know that the very manifestation of the kingdom of God on earth is so important.
但是如果没有家，就不可能有国。
However, without the house, it's impossible to have.
所以这个对今天的教会是重要的提醒。
So this is such a crucial reminder to the church today.
我们首先应当注意的是家的建造。
Now, first thing we have to pay attention is the building of the house.
我们必须先有家的内容。
We first have to have the context of the house.
然后它自然会有国度的彰显。
Then very readily this manifestation of the kingdom will come forth.
所以这是一个神给我们重要的提醒。
So this is God's very essential reminder to us.
我想我们所有神的儿女。
I believe all of us will belong to God.
我们都应当明白神的心意。
We all have to understand God's heart.
那么首先我们要在这里确定的就是教会乃是神的家。
First we have to be sure here is the church is the house of God.
是神安息的所在。
It's the resting place of God.
是神与人同住的所在。
The church is the very place where God abides with man.
当教会具备神家的内容的时候，
When the church possesses this very content of the house of God,
神的宝座就能设立在这个家中。
Then God's throne is set up in the house.
那么我们知道神的国度就可以借着这个家能够彰显出来。
And then we know that the kingdom of God is expanded through the house of God.
我想这个在旧约圣经里面已经是非常清楚的一个启示。
This is such a plain revelation in the Old Testament.
所以神为着叫他的旨意能够得到成就。
In order to fulfill his purpose, God.
那么神首先在旧约时代中让我们看见他是如何把以色列家建造起来。
God let us see, first of all, in Old Testament, how he built the house.
所以我们可以这样说。
So we could say it this way.
当你读旧约圣经的时候。
When you study the Old Testament.
你看见很多的人物，看见很多的故事。
You see so many figures and so many accounts, stories.
但是呢，我们不能忽略一件事情。
But let us not overlook one thing.
在这些人和事的背后，有一个支配的一个因素在哪里。
That is behind these figures, these stories, there is this a dominating factor. And what is this dominating factor? That is the house of God. As we study the Old Testament, we will read the stories about these people as opposed to others. All these are the superficial events. But behind them all, there is this dominating factor. This is something we need to understand in God's presence.
大概的来说, 在先祖的时代,
approximately speaking, that in the time of forefathers, the thought of God's house was hidden. Because in that time, God wasn't fully expressed His intent of heart. By the time that God gained Abraham, we see that starting from Abraham, the thought of God's house gradually was revealed. Very actively, God started His work to build His house on earth. And also in the whole Old Testament history,
很奇妙的,
amazingly,
是雅各头一个在异象中看见神的家,
it is Jacob who is the very first one to see this vision.
神在亚伯兰身上, 在以撒身上,
in Abraham, in Isaac,
这个意念呢,
God's thought of His house wasn't fully expressed.
为什么到了雅各的时候，神可以把这个心中的意念指出来呢？
But why is it when Jacob came along, God was able to make known His intent fully?
在我们的思想中，雅各是一个诡诈的人。
In our thinking that Jacob is such a treacherous, scheming person. However, God is able to reveal the most important thought in his heart. That's because Jacob had this characteristic. Because Jacob was one who loved his household.
圣经记载啊,
and the Bible records, his brother Esau would love to run around in the field.
而雅各呢,
and Jacob lived in the tent. Jacob was a quiet man. Even though within him was full of this cunningness, although he was cunning, however, he so desired the things of God, the firstborn right, and the father's blessings. Oh, he paid attention to all this. We know that when his mother gave birth to both of them, because Esau was stronger, he came out first. Therefore, the first right belonged to Esau.
所以呢, 心里面很不平, 他就一直想怎么样能把这个长子名分把他抓回来。
And Jacob was fretting. He was trying very hard to see how can I snatch back this birthright.
所以他住在帐篷里。
So he was living in the tent.
就天天看他的哥哥怎么跑进跑出啊。
Daily he saw his brother running in and out of the house.
大概时间久了,
after a long time, he pretty much figured out his habits. So one day, when his brother went out to hunt with his bow and arrows, now, immediately he started the fire at house. He was cooking the lentil stew. Now he got it all right here. As his brother was running around outside, and by the time he came home, the stew would be ready.
果然这个一早在外面跑了一大圈回来之后呢，一进帐篷哇！ 闻到红豆汤的香味。
Indeed, as Esau was running around in the field, and when he came home, he smelled this fragrance of this lentil stew.
哎呀，这是我渴得不得了，你给我一碗红豆汤喝吧。
Oh, I'm so thirsty. Give me a bowl of soup.
雅各说可以。
And Jacob said, Yeah, I could.
很简单。
Very simple.
你把长子的名分让给我。
Give me your birthright.
我就给你一碗红豆汤。
Then I will give you this red stew.
你看一早很粗糙的，一早说，哎呀，渴都渴死了，管他什么长子名分，你要就给你吧。
And Esau was such a bold man. He said, Oh, all right, whatever the birthright, if you want it, take it.
所以以扫就因为一碗红豆汤出卖了长子名分。
Therefore, Esau sold out his birthright just because of this bowl of red stew.
但是雅各还是不甘心啊。
But Jacob was not willing to stop at this point.
并且他的妈妈呢，特别喜欢雅各。
And especially his mother favored Jacob.
我想这个。这个利百加跟很多做母亲的人一样。
I believe, Rebecca was just like so many mothers.
我们都喜欢那个喜欢整天安静在家的，不喜欢那个整天在外面野的孩子，对不对？
We all favor those kids who like to stay home all the time. We don't like those kids who running around outside and don't come home.
所以这个利百加特别喜欢雅各。
Therefore, Rebecca favored, Jacob.
哇，有天听见。这个爸爸以撒要祝福了。
And she heard that, the father was about to bless the son.
所以他就对雅各说：“你赶快来啊！”所以他们就用了这个羊毛皮啊，骗了这个父亲的祝福。
So she told Jacob, "Come over. We will just defraud this blessing by using the fleece."
但是我们知道吗？因着这两件雅各所做的错误的事情。
And do you know that because of the two mistakes that Jacob made,
叫他经历了一个很大的痛苦。
He experienced such excruciating pain.
什么痛苦呢？
What pain is this?
就他必须要离开家。
That is, he had to leave his household.
结果他就成了一个无家可归的人。
So he became a homeless man.
你知道一个不爱家的人呢，离开家才快乐。
You know that if a person does not love his home, it's wonderful for him to leave his house.
对一个爱家的人来讲啊，
But for a person who does love his household,
叫他离开家一天他都很痛苦啊。
For him just to leave his household one day, it's something difficult to bear.
对于雅各这样这么爱家的一个人，
But for Jacob who loved his household so much,
现在呢，逼着他必须要离开家。
Now he was forced to depart.
让他的父亲打发他去他的舅父家。
Therefore his father sent him to his uncle's house.
所以雅各从那天开始起过着一个孤苦的生活。
So Jacob starting from that day led a miserable desolate life.
我们不知道他离家的时候有没有哭啊。
We don't know whether he cried or not at the time when he left.
至少他心里很苦。
At least he was in such a grind.
到了哈兰的旷野，到了伯特利这个地方。
So as he went to the wilderness, at Bethel.
晚上呢，拿了一个石头啊，当枕头。
At night he used the stone as his pillow.
我想他恐怕在这做梦都梦到家。
I believe that probably as he was dreaming of his home, his house.
在家里面多好啊。
Oh, how wonderful that would be, staying with parents,
啊，什么都不缺。
And I would lack nothing.
现在呢，躺在这个旷野里面。
Now I'm lying on this wilderness. I'm homeless.
心里面很痛苦。
And there was much anguish in his heart.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
因为他这一个爱家的感觉。
Because of his sense of loving his home.
引动了神的一个感觉，神就把天的家赐给他。
That stirred up the father's feeling, that therefore father gave him this vision of his house.
因为我们知道当初神造人的时候，
As we know when God first made man,
神的心意就是要在地上借着人建造一个家。
The intent of our God's heart is to build his house on the earth through man.
结果因为人的堕落
but because man's fall,
叫神这个敬家的思想落空了
therefore the very thought of God's hall, house was made void
不错我们的神在天上有家
indeed our God is in heaven and he has his own household
但是他盼望在地上他也建立一个家
however he longs to have his household on earth
他有地方可以安息
so that he has a place to rest
他有地方可以与人同住
so that he has this place to abide with man
但是因为人的堕落
but because of man's fall
所以神变成在地上也没有家
God becomes having no household on earth either
神现在看见有一个人也无家
and here God saw this person homeless
所以呢两个都是没有家的
both of them had no houses households on earth
所以神知道把这个意念启示给雅各他才真正能体会
So God knew that if he should reveal this thought to Jacob, Jacob would understand it.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
这是圣经中一幕很叫人心里受感动的故事
This is such a touching story in the Bible.
在这里神说雅各你现在没有家了吗
And so God is saying, Jacob, now you have no household.
我在地上也没有家。
I do not have a household on earth either.
因为神也是一个迫切要得到家的人。
Because our God is also the God who urgently is seeking after his household.
跟雅各心中那个对家的那种渴望的那个感觉是一致的。
God's longing desire is just the same as that of Jacob looking for a household on earth. So in human history, Jacob is the very first person who actually saw the house of God. So at night he had a dream, he saw this ladder up to heaven.
很奇妙啊！当我们在那里读这整个故事的时候啊
，Amazingly, as we read the whole story,
你读不出一点点这个家的这个样子，对不对
？You cannot read any sense of the pattern of a house of God.
但是雅各一看就明白了。
However, Jacob, upon seeing that, he understood.
这地方何等可畏呀！
And he said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God and the gateway of God. And we know this is a revelation. So we thank God. Finally, our God found a person that he could reveal his intent of heart to him. So, beloved, today if we do not love his house, then it's very hard for us to understand his intent.
所以我们求主让我们对神的家能够有一个爱慕。
So we ask the Lord to grant us this longing for His house.
其实弟兄姊妹，我们从创世纪一开头就很清楚看见。
Frankly speaking, brothers and sisters, from the very beginning of Genesis, we could see this.
这个地上人的家的意念是从神来的。
The very thought of a household on earth is from God.
所以一开头，神为这个亚当，预备一个妻子。一个婚姻开始就是一个家的开始。
So at the very beginning, as God prepared this wife for a house, this is just a marriage. This is the very beginning of his thought of a house.
所以今天我们在人类的这个社会里面才看见，这个家，一个一个家被建立。
Therefore, in today's society, we could see individual households.
但是我们作为基督徒必须明白
But as Christians, we've got to understand
我们人的家在地上是暂时的
Our households on earth are always transitory
这只是让我们呢来体会那个家的这个感觉
It's simply for us to feel this sense of household
只有神的家才是永远的
Only God's house is eternal
那么你这样讲，那么就说我们不需要爱地上的家了。
Am I saying that you should not love your household?
不。
No.
地上的家
神非常的重视。
God does value very much earthly household.
因为我们的家是一个见证的地方。
Because our households are places for testimony.
所以神也非常注重我们的家。
Therefore, God treasures very much our household.
神所以祝福我们的家。
The reason that God blesses our household.
乃是叫我们能体会他的家。
It's for us to go for His house.
乃是为着他的家。
And this is for the God's house.
这个我们必须要弄清楚。
So we have to be clear on this.
今天很多神的儿女们呢，只顾自己的家。
Today, so many of God's children look after their own households only.
远超过顾神的家。
Surpasses their care for God's house.
这是一个错误。
And this is a mistake.
所以我们这些年看见很多的讲论都是怎么样神来祝福我们，把我们的家弄好。弟兄姊妹们，是的，神是会顾我们的家。
So many years we have seen teachings how to look after our households, to manage it well. Yes, beloved, God does look after our household.
但是神顾我们的家是为要叫我们能够顾他的家。
But the reason that He looks after our household is for us to look after His house.
事实上我们看见人一代一代的过来，到死的时候这个家就结束。
Throughout the generations as man passed by, we see every household would vanish eventually.
所以对基督徒来讲，
So for Christians,
我们知道只有神的家才是我们永远的家。
We have to know that only God's house is our eternal house.
所以我们应当何等的珍惜神给我们的恩典，在各地的聚会好好的把神的家建造。
So how much should we relish God's grace so that in all localities we have to build God's house well?
所以我们看见神家的这个思想到了雅各开始的时候呢，开始真正的具体开始发展。
So God's thought of His house was very concretely developed in, at the time of Jacob.
我们看见雅各的一家75口后来下到埃及。
So the whole household of Jacob, 75 people, went down together to Egypt.
430年以后。
430 years later.
哇，从少数的人变成了一个大的家族。
They developed from few into a large house.
雅各生了以色列的12个支派。
And Jacob gave birth to the 12 tribes of Israel.
那么到了一个时候。
When the time comes,
神觉得日期满足，神就打发摩西把以色列全家从埃及带出来。
When the fullness of the time has arrived, God just sent Moses into Israel, into Egypt to lead out the whole Israelites.
请我们一直要记得。
Now, please do remember this.
从历史上看起来，一个一个的事件，一个一个的故事。
In history, we as we view each individual event separately.
但是那个背后啊，支配的因素从来没改变过，那就是神要建立他的家。
But behind all these events, the very dominating factor has never changed. That is, God wants to build His house.
所以当以色列人来到西乃山脚下的时候，
So when Israelites came to the foot of the Mount Sinai,
神立刻就把摩西带到山上。
Immediately, God brought Moses to the mountain.
然后40昼夜。那么神在那里把会幕的样式指示给他。
40 days and nights God revealed the very pattern of the tabernacle to him.
我们知道这个时候距离亚当已经有1500年。
And we know at this time it's about 1500 years from Adam.
到了这个时候我们看见神得到了一个机会，可以把他的心意做一个比较完整的启示。
Finally, at this point, God got this opportunity to reveal His intent of heart more fully.
摩西到了山脚下，就把会幕完全建造起来。
As Moses came down to the foot of the mountain, he built a tabernacle.
神对于他在地上的这个家，神是多么的重视。
So, how much our Lord, our God, values His house on earth?
这个会幕里面每一样树都必须照着山上的样式。
Seeing that each individual article had to be made according to the pattern shown Moses on the mountain.
摩西在山下尽忠心建造会幕。
Therefore, Moses at the foot of the mountain faithfully built God's house.
我们常常说山上的样式很重要。
We often talk about that, how paramount this pattern of on the mountain is.
但是, 在山下的中心更重要。
However, the faithfulness at the foot of the mountain is more important.
所以因此摩西被称作是在神的全家诚然尽忠。
And that's why Moses called that he was faithful over all of God's house.
我们读到出埃及记第40章的时候,
When we read Exodus, the very last chapter,
你看见当会幕建造起来的时候,
you see when the tabernacle was built,
那个整个烟云的神的荣耀是充满在会幕的里面,
God's glory filled the whole tabernacle.
神的心何等的欢喜啊,
cloud and smoke, and how delighted our God's heart was.
神的帐幕在人间,
because God tabernacled among men.
神现在的地上有了一个家,
now our God had his household.
谁可以?
And now God could abide with his people. God's heart was filled with gratification. Not only did God live in their midst, but also God's throne was set up there.
那么我们知道这是会幕的故事。
We know this is the account of the tabernacle.
从西乃山开始，在经历大概500到600年的时间。
From Mount Sinai, it took about 500 to 600 years.
当大卫开始能够做以色列家的王的时候，
When David became the king of Israel,
大卫就起意为耶和华神建造圣殿。
David conceived of God to build the Lord a house.
我们知道。
We know the whole life story about David. Now, David was the very first one who actually summed up all the house of Israel. So, when the whole house of Israel was in unity, therefore, in Jerusalem, David came up with this vow to build a house for God.
这一次,
now, this time is different from that
of
Mount Sinai.
On
Mount Sinai, God took initiative.
但是这个时候呢, 不是神主动, 是大卫主动。
But at this time, God did not take initiative. It is David who did.
啊, 因为大卫做了王啊。
Because after David became king, he himself lived in this house of cedar. As he was living there, one day he was very restless. He said that I live in such a wonderful palace, but God's ark was still within the tent curtain. So he said to the prophet Nathan, I have this desire to build the Lord a house.
那么结果神就借着拿单告诉大卫,
so God, through Nathan, told David,
神说,
Heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. What building will you make for me? However, God joyfully accepted his
will.
Truth be told, God would build his house among Israelites anyway. But before our God started to do this, David first had this sense.
所以在圣经里面，大卫被称作是一个合神心意的人。
Therefore, in the Bible, David is called the one who went after God's heart.
你看英文的圣经里面很清楚。 A man after God's heart.
In English Bible, it's very clear. It says a man after God's heart.
他觉得神的心本来有这个东西还没有启示出来，他就已经摸到。
That is, in God's heart, he had this thought before he even revealed it to David. David got it.
哇，这多么宝贵的一件事！
How extremely precious it is. So God's heart was so delighted.
神就说好，你全心为着我的家。
All right, since you wholeheartedly work for my house.
那么我呢,
Then I will in turn wholeheartedly live for your house.
弟兄姊妹，这永远是一个蒙福的原则。
Brothers and sisters, forever, this is the very principle for us to find favor.
如果有人全心为着神的家，神也必全心为着他的家。
If a person is for God's house with all his heart, likewise, God will do the same to him.
我们今天很多神的儿女把神的家撇在一边，那么全心为着自己的家，也想要神来全心为着我们的家，对不对？
Too many people, God's children today, put God's house aside, wholeheartedly devoted to his own house, and also ask God to do the same.
很多时候是越弄越糟的。
But many times, the more you try to do so, the worse it becomes.
所以我们记住这个原则。
So let's all remember this principle.
你如果全心为着神的家，
If you are for the house of God wholeheartedly,
神也必全心为着你。
God will also be for you wholeheartedly.
这是一个蒙福的原则。
And this is the very principle of finding favor.
那么大卫就开始为着渐渐预备许多的材料。
Now David started to prepare for all the materials to build God's temple.
但是我们知道神没有许可大卫建造圣殿。
But we know that God did not allow David to build his temple.
因为他流人血太多了。
Because David shed too much men's blood.
虽然这样。
Even so.
但是呢，神却是把圣殿的样式呢，用手指头画给他看。
God did draw out the very pattern of the temple with his fingers.
读到历代志上就记载这个故事。
And in the First Chronicles, we just read this account.
神把圣殿里面所有一切器具的样式都指他。
God instructed David all the patterns of all the articles in the house.
甚至那里面很多东西的那个金银的分量，神都指示给他。
Even the portion of the weight of gold and silver, God revealed them to David.
神说可以，你有个心愿为我建家很好。
God said it is good that you have this heart to build me a temple.
但这个家里面所有的一切还是由我来设计。
However, I am the one who will design every detail of this temple.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的一件事。
Beloved, this is such an important matter.
我记得我那个小儿子小的时候。
I remember my younger son when he was young.
他非常爱爸爸。
He loved his papa very much.
有一天呢，拿那个笔随便涂画了一个房屋。
One day he just took a pen and he just doodled a house.
很高兴地跑来跟我讲说，爸爸这给你住。
And very happily he ran over to me and said, Dad, this is for you to live.
当然我是不能住进去的，但是我心里很高兴啊。
Of course I couldn't live in that house, but I was so delighted.
我的儿子终于啊，他有个意念要弄个房屋给我住。
Finally, because the thought had come to my son, he wanted to draw a house for me.
不感谢主，现在他长大了，他这个做事情呢，他真的要弄房子给我住。
And I thank God that now he has grown up and he really is going to find me a house.
当然了，他弄个房子给我住，我也没什么选择，对吧？
Of course, I have no choice of whatever kind of house he wants to build me.
但是大卫要给神建一个家，神说可以，你给我建的家，但是要照我的样子。
And David wanted to build God a house, and God said, okay, you could do that, but according to my pattern.
那么后来我们知道，神是让他的儿子所罗门。
And then we know that later it is Solomon, David's son, built God's temple.
因为所罗门是平安王。
Because Solomon is the prince of peace.
这里给我们一个非常重要的提醒。
So here we could see a very crucial reminder.
如果神的家要得到建立
，For the house of God to be built，
所有神的儿女必须学会。也进入安息。
All of God's children have to learn to enter into the rest.
如果我们里面侍奉神的没有安息，你是不可能建立神的家。
If as we serve God without this rest within, then you cannot build His house.
这是一个非常重要的原则。
This is a very essential principle we need to know.
所以保罗也告诉我们，在神的家中，我们要寻求和睦。
Therefore, Paul also says that in the household of God, we need to seek after unity.
大家吵吵闹闹的是不能够建造神的家。
All the quarreling and squabbling can never build up the house of God.
安息是件宝贵的事。
Rest is such a precious thing.
但是也是一个不容易学的功课。
But also it is a very hard lesson to learn.
犹太人呢，神给他们七天一天安息，他们都守不住。
God gave Jews 7 days. One of them is to observe Sabbath. They could not keep it.
7年再有一次安息年，他又更守不住。
And for every 7 years, they would observe the Sabbath year. They could not do it.
50年之后叫他们守2年的安息就更难。
And for every 50 years, for them to keep 2 years of Sabbath, it's even harder.
今天在我们的侍奉中，根据主的道路上，你会发现这个安息这是一个很重大的一个功课。
Today in our service, as we follow the Lord, you have to know that rest is such a pivotal matter.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So beloved，
在旧约的圣经里面
，In Old Testament，
我们看见神这个关于他家这个意念呢，已经是非常的浓厚，非常的清楚。
In Old Testament, the thought of God's house is so clear and so palpable.
当然在旧约只是预表。
Of course, all these things are only types.
神不能以预表为满足的。
And God is never satisfied with types only.
所以因此开始进入新约的时代。
Now, as we enter into our New Testament time,
神要得着他家的这个实际。
God really wants to gain the very reality of His house.
所以你看见，当你打开新约圣经马太福音第一章。
Therefore, as you open your Bible to New Testament chapter 1,
首先显在我们眼前的就是一个家谱。
The first thing that comes before your eyes is the genealogy.
什么叫做家谱呢？
Now, what is the genealogy?
家谱就是家的历史。
That is the very history of a household.
就是虽然进到新约的时代里面，
Even though we now enter into New Testament,
人这个建立家的思想没有改变。
The very thought of God to build His house never changes.
这是一个永远的思想。
This is an everlasting thought.
所以在这个家谱里面，亚伯拉罕跟大卫代表了一个重要的原则。
So in the genealogy, Abraham and David represent two pivotal thoughts.
所以从亚伯拉罕到大卫，
From Abraham to David,
就是从家到国。
That is from house to kingdom.
人人就告诉我们，
God continues to tell
us, 他要先得到家。
First he wants to gain his house.
然后呢，才有国度的彰显。
Then there will be the manifestation of his kingdom.
那么，我们的主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
As our Lord Jesus Christ became flesh,
他最大的目的
The greatest purpose for his coming is to build the house of God.
主耶稣前30年呢，
In the first 30 years of our Lord Jesus,
在地上很少有什么记载。
There are very few accounts of his acts.
但其中有一个记载非常重要。
But however, we do have this very important account.
就是他12岁的时候。
That is when he was 12 years old.
他跟着他的父母一起到耶路撒冷去过节。
And he went to Jerusalem to observe a feast with his parents.
那么节期完了之后呢？
After the feast,
他的父母约瑟跟玛利亚就要回去。
Joseph and Mary, his parents, were about to go home.
走了一天的路程呢。
After they took a day's journey,
他们才发现呢，把耶稣主耶稣漏掉了。
They realized that they left Jesus behind.
啊，你看。这对父母也相当糊涂啊。
See how addle-headed this couple was.
一天的路程啊。
For a whole day's journey.
才发现主耶稣不见了。
And they realized that Jesus was missing.
所以两个人很着急就跑回耶路撒冷。
So anxiously they came back to Jerusalem.
结果在那里又找了3天。
And there they spent 3 days to look for Jesus.
发现主在哪里。
And finally, did they find Jesus?
发现主耶稣在圣殿的里面。
Jesus was in the holy temple.
坐在那些教室的中间。
Sitting in the midst of all the teachers.
一面问。
He asked questions while listening.
哎呀，他的母亲就发怨言了。
And his mother complained.
他说你为什么这样做，对待我们呢？
Son, why did you do this to us?
啊，那么玛利亚的心里面很不高兴，对不对？
And Mary's heart must be very displeased.
但是主怎么回答呢？
What did the Lord reply?
主说岂不知 我应当以我父的事为念吗？
The Lord replied that, shouldn't I be about my father's business?
那个原文的意思。
In its original language.
他说，岂不知我应当住在我父的家里吗？
Do you not know that I should live in the house of my father?
主耶稣是一个爱神家的人。
Lord Jesus is the one who loves the house of God.
一到了圣殿呢，他这个爱家的整个的感觉就起来了。
So the moment he came into the temple, his feeling of loving his father's house just gushed out.
他就不肯走了。
He would not want to leave.
弟兄姊妹们，
Beloved,
你看见主到地上来，那个最大的目的就是为着要建立神的家。
Do you see that the most important purpose for the Lord to come to the earth is to build the house of God?
所以这个意念在他很年幼的时候就已经显明出来
了。So this thought, shown forth even at the very young age of Jesus.
那么当然我们知道。
Of course, we know that.
主不仅是以父。以神的家的事为念。
Not only is our Lord Jesus mindful of the things of God.
那么主呢，也为了这个家的建造，付了重大的代价。
But also he had paid such a great price for the building of the house of God.
所以当主上十字架为我们流血舍命。
When the Lord went to the cross and he gave himself for us to die, to bleed.
这个救赎不仅把我们救赎回来。
Not only does this redemption redeem us.
更重要的一个心意是要把神的家建造起来。
But more importantly, Jesus wants to build the house of God.
主耶稣基督钉十字架。
The Lord Jesus Christ being crucified.
这里面所包含那个最深刻的意义是在以弗所书第二章里面保罗解释出来的。
Within the deepest meaning of the Lord's crucifixion is expressed in Ephesians chapter 2.
在以弗所书第二章的里面，
Here in Ephesians chapter 2,
救赎的那个意义是一个完整的启示。
This meaning of the redemption is a complete revelation.
那么这个救赎呢，分成两面，一面是个人，一面是团体。
This redemption is divided into two aspects. One is individually, the other is corporately.
如果你仔细的把以弗所书第二章第一节到第十八节读一下的话呢，
If you read closely chapter 2 from verse 1 to verse 18,
它明显分成两个不同的段落。
Very clearly that it's being divided into two sections.
第一方面讲到这个救赎是在我们身上所做的工作。
The first section is redemption done on our part.
啊，我想因为时间的缘故，我只能简单的说。
Now, for the restraint of time, I could simply say so.
在我们这一面的工作呢，
The redemption on our part.
做了两个很深刻的工。
And Christ did two very profound works.
第一个。
First,
把我们的地位整个转移了。
Is that he's shifted our position completely?
因为当初神造人的时候，
Because when God first made man,
神是要在人身上做工的。
God wanted to work in man.
但是魔鬼先进来，把人的地位转移了。
But the devil came in first and shifted our position before God.
那么本来神可以做工的，现在变成神不能做了。
Originally God could work in us, but now he could not.
所以今天世界上的人呢，堕落的人呢，只有魔鬼在我们身上可以做工。
So on, for the all the fallen men of the world, Satan could work in them.
那么主的救恩第一件事就是把我们转移啊，从撒旦可以做工的情况呢，转移到神可以做工的。
So as you the Lord redemption first, he shifted the position from where Satan could work in us to that.Where God could work in us.
这样我们就脱离，永远脱离仇敌的手。
So that forever we have been delivered from the hand of the devil.
那么另外一件事情呢，就是主把仇敌所种在我们人里面那个败坏的性质呢，把它彻底的改变过来。
The other aspect is the very corrupt nature that the devil has planted in us. Now God has totally changed it.
那么经过了这个工作之后呢
Now after this work,
我们才能够成为神手中的杰作
Now we have become the very masterpiece of the hand of God.
为什么使徒要这样做
And why does our Lord have to do so?
因为什么因为我们是神家建造的材料
Because we are the very material through which to build the house of God.
但是这个经文在我们身上是非常深刻的
So this salvation is so deeply worked in us.
昨天晚上 Ernie 弟兄啊提到一个字很宝贵。
Now, last night our brother Ernie mentioned one word so precious.
他讲到这个浸这个字。
He mentioned baptism.
弟兄姊妹们，这里面实在包含了深刻的属灵的含义在里面。
Beloved, this word truly contains very profound spiritual meaning.
他告诉我们这个浸啊，在原文的里面就是 merge， 也可以我们中文应该把它翻作是叫做浸透。
And this word simply means to be totally merged.
我想我也举个例子说明一下。
May I give you an example to explain it?
我们知道我们家庭里面呢，常常有时候做面食。
In our families, we often make flour meals.
我记得我小的时候，我母亲呢常常和面做面食给我们。
I remember when I was young, my mom often kneaded the dough to make meals.
他有时候面本来用跟水调和之后，再放有时候放点酵在里面。
And she would mix the water in with flour and put in a little bit of yeast.
那么弄好之后呢，就把这团面放在那里。他说呢，让这个面呢醒一醒。
And after this, she would put the dough there and saying, wait until it rises.
我想弟兄姊妹，我们都懂得，对不对？
I suppose, brothers and sisters, you understand. 你知道这个面团要
醒一醒。
You know, you need to give time for the dough to rise.
我开头不懂，我说我问我母亲说为什么要醒一醒。
At first, I didn't understand, so I asked my mom, why do we have to wait?
为什么不弄了马上就去做呢？
Why couldn't we just do whatever we have to do immediately?
有时候需要几个钟头，有时候一整天，对不对？
Sometimes it took several hours, other time it took the whole day.
到第二天你看见那个面这个发起来了。
And later on, you didn't see the whole dough was leavened.
整个面都变得很柔软。
And the whole dough became so soft.
其实呢，现在我们明白。
But now we understand it.
因为你开头用水啊和这个面或者酵在里面的时候呢，它还不均匀的。
Because when you first mix water with the flour, it's not well mixed.
你要给它一点时间呢，叫它来渗透。
You need to give the dough the mixture a little bit of time, so the whole thing could be fully immersed.
经过了一天之后呢，这个水的分子跟这个面的分子就完全融合了。
So after a day, the molecules of the water and the flour would be totally mixed together.
所以这个整个面变得柔软就可以来做馒头、做面包都可以。
Yeah. So after this, the whole dough become so soft you can make buns or bread.
这个叫做浸。
And this is what it means to be baptized, to be immersed.
罗马书告诉我们，我们受浸是归入他的死，进入他的死。
And Romans teaches that as we are baptized into his death.
老师讲我们那个受浸的那一刹那，就说水里上来了，那只不过是先在外表上先接受了一个事实。
Now, frankly speaking, as you are baptized and coming out of water, you are simply making known some objective fact.
以后的年日呢，就是叫主所完成的工作，主的生命在我们里面怎么样，逐渐开始。浸透我们的全人。
And later on, God's work would start immerse all our whole being.
我们都知道，在基督徒属灵的经历里面，这个死是一个秘诀。
And we all know that in Christian spiritual experiences, this death is a secret.
如果我们能让基督的死浸透了，那我们就死透了，那就好了。
If we are able to immerse ourselves in the death of Christ, then we are dead to the very core.
你知道吗？今天我们这些面团不好吃啊，就是没有死透。
Do you know that today that we as those are not edible is because we, the whole being, is not immersed in his death yet?
你如果死透了，那你就属灵了。
If you are dead to the core, totally immersed in his death, then you're spiritual.
很多教会中枢的难处都是什么呢？因为里面不是没有主的生命，是很多地方还没有让它浸透的。
So many of today's church's problems is not that they do not have the life of Jesus Christ. That's because all the brothers and sisters are not immersed enough yet in his death.
属灵的事情呢，最怕的就是那个半死不活的。
Now, as far as spiritual matters are concerned, the most dreadful thing is for a Christian being half dead and half alive.
所以你知道。我们是一次受浸，但是没有被浸透。
So you all know this, that we are baptized once for all, but we're not totally immersed.
所以这个浸也是我们一生在主跟前的一个学习。
So this baptism to be immersed in his death is a lifelong lesson to learn.
哎，我常常为着在主跟前呢，我这个有很多的一些不好的行为没有死透而感觉很难过。
Often before the Lord, I fret about my many deeds as though I have not died totally before the Lord. Sometimes as a hardship comes, and I remind myself, it's the time for you to die.
但是呢，他好像这个知道是要死，但是又死不了。
But it seems that I know I need to die, but I cannot die.
所以一个基督徒啊，有经历就知道，你要死不死，那最痛苦。
So for a Christian, the most troubling experience is the time when you want to die, you can't. It's as though you're half dead, half alive.
所以我们需要圣灵的帮助。
Therefore, we do need the help from the Holy Spirit.
主的灵把我们一下带进主耶稣基督的死的事实中，哇！整个人都释放安息。
The moment that the Holy Spirit leads us into the very fact of dying with Christ, the whole all our human being would be set free.
是不是这样呢？
Isn't it so?
所以我们要感谢神。
We have to thank God.
从今天来讲，现在我们的主要把他所有已做成的事情，通通要浸透在我们。
On the one hand, God is going to immerse all of our beings into the accomplished work of His.
但另外一面，
But on the other hand,
不仅在我们个人身上这样做，
Not only would He do in us individually,
还有更大的难处呢，是在团体的工作上。
But he had an even bigger problem, that is to work in us corporately.
团体有什么难处呢？
And what is the problem facing the corporate body?
就是有所谓的形式上的难处。
That is, you would encounter some circumstantial, some kind of form.
啊，这个形式呢，是包括我们的传统、我们的习惯，包括我们的观念，包括我们的文化，包括我们的血缘。包括我们的这个人种，包括我们的语言，各式各样东西在里面。
It includes all kinds of factors like our culture, our habit, our bloodline, our thoughts, our notions, every kind of element in it.
我们知道，因为这个形式的缘故，把地上的教会分成了千百万个团体。
And we know that because of this form that the church on earth is being divided into thousands of thousands of organizations. And it also causes difficulty between men and
在初期的教会里面，最大的难处就是犹太人跟外邦人的问题。
Now, in the early church, the greatest problem is the problem between the Gentiles and Jews.
所以主耶稣借着他的身体的裂开，那么呢，使两下能够合一。
So Lord Jesus through the breaking of His flesh, that He made the two parties one.
拆毁隔断的墙。
He admonished the dividing wall.
所以我们的主在救恩的事上，他付上了重大的代价。
Therefore, our Lord has paid such a great price as to the salvation.
这个代价一方面是要把我们做成建造神家的材料，另外一面呢，是要把我们众人把它建造在一起，成为神的家。
This salvation, on the one hand, is to prepare us as the materials for the building, and on the other hand would corporately put us together to build the house of God.
所以你从新约圣经里面，你很明显的看见神的这个意念。
So from the New Testament, you can see so clearly of the thought of God.
所以在五旬节以后，当教会被建立。
So after Pentecost Day, as the church was being built,
我们看见斯蒂凡是头一个对神的家反应最强烈的一个人。
And we see that Stephen was the very first one who had such an intense feeling of God's house.
他在那里严厉地指责犹太人。
There he sternly rebuked all the Jews.
他的意思很简单，就是神本来把你们建造要成为神的家，但是你们把它变成了犹太教。
He said that originally God wanted to build you up all into the house of God, but now you have turned the whole thing into Judaism.
神不是要得罪一个宗教。
It's not the religion that God wants.
神是要得罪一个家。
But the house.
我想弟兄姊妹，今天我们每个弟兄姊妹都需要有这个意念。
So beloved, Today, every one of us has to have this kind of concept. We have to let go of all the religious concepts and notions. As we come together, we want to build the house of God. Therefore, Stephen told them that God does not live in the temple made with man's hands.
凡是今天出于人手所建立的，都是宗教的东西。
Anything that comes from man's hands, which build it, is also from religion.
从人的经验、人的智慧、人的办法中出来的东西，神都不能用。
Anything from man's methods, wisdom, and wisdom are not from God.
结果我们知道，斯提凡就因为这个而殉道。
And we know that Stephen was martyred because of this. So today we do need to have the spiritual insight. Especially as to the house of God, we need to have the spiritual insight. So that we could respect the house of God's plan. We know that this house belongs to God. So in this house, only God is the owner. We're not the house's owner. Indeed, we are the members of the house. But we have to respect the owner. Ezekiel chapter 40. Ezekiel there saw a vision. Now there before that holy mountain is a man of bronze. He was holding two things for measurement. One was the line and the other was this rod. And Brother Sparks explained it so well.
他说那个铜人呢，就是家主。
And he said that bronze man is the master of the house.
这个家主才是家的标准。
And this house, the master of the house is the very standard.
所以你我不是家主。
You and I are not the master.
我们不能随便立规矩。
So we could not so recklessly just set up a regulation.
今天我们每个人都有每个人的家，对不对？
Today, each one of us has our individual household.
你就是你的家族。
You are your household's owner.
你家里面要摆什么样的东西，你家里要吃什么东西是你做主。
You make the decision as to the food you want to eat, as to the decoration of your household.
是不是这样呢？
Isn't that so?
今天我们在神的家中，我们知道谁是真正的家主。
Now today, in the house of God, we have to know who is the real owner of the house.
只有他能定标准。
Only the owner of the house can set up all the rules.
也只有我们的主耶稣基督才是真正的标准。
And only our Lord Jesus is the very standard.
实在来讲，这个铜人呢，也可以讲说是圣灵。
Frankly speaking, this man of bronze could also be the Holy Spirit.
因为在神的家中，所有的尺寸都是由圣灵来定。
Because in the house of God, all the measurements are decided by the Holy Spirit.
所以今天为什么我们要学习 跟随膏油啊，受膏油的教训呢？
Today, why do we have to learn to be taught by the anointing and also to follow the anointing?
因为我们没有标准的。
Because we have no standard ourselves.
我们也不懂得怎样运用这个尺寸。
Now, nor do we know how to work with all these measurements.
只有圣灵在我们的里面。
Only the indwelling Holy Spirit
教导我们。
Teaches us
什么事情该做，
as to what things we should do, as to the things we should not do,
那里该不该去，
as to the places of where we should go,
这里该不该，该不该去做，
as to the very thing, should you do it or not, as the very word, should you speak it.
由里面的膏油来定。
Now all this is determined by the inner anointing.
所以那个标准是基督。
So that very standard is Christ.
但是那个尺寸呢，是圣灵来做做定规的。
However, the measurement is decided by the Holy Spirit.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a tremendously important.
我们进入在这样的生活中，我们才真正的尊他为主了。
Only living in such a condition that we could say we really magnify Him as the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters,
我们从圣经里面很清楚地看见，
from the Bible we could see it so clearly.
神有一个非常荣耀的意念。
God does have this glorious thought.
神在地上也有一个非常重要的工作。
And also he has such a tremendously important work to do on earth.
要得着你我这般蒙恩得救。
That is, he wants to gain you and me, this redeemed one.
要把我们建立成为神的家。
And to build up his house.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so, beloved,
这个家不是一个物质的东西。
This house is never a material thing.
这个家就是你我这些蒙恩得救的圣徒。
This house is just you and me, all of us the redeemed saints.
我们是神的家。
We are the house of God.
所以各地的聚会，
so, all the meetings at various localities.
那个家的实际。
Should all possess the very reality of the house of God.
我最怕到了一个基督徒的团体里，你们摸不到家的感觉。
What I dread most is that when I go to a Christian gathering, I cannot touch a town, the very savor of the house of God.
摸到了外面这些活动，这些东西。
What you touch upon is just all external activities.
神不要得着这些东西。
God does not want to gain all of it.
神要得着家，这是安息的所在。
He wants to gain his house where he could rest.
我想你们容许我用一点点时间，最后我讲一个实际的例子。
Now allow me to use a little bit more time to share with you a very concrete example.
在1975年的时候，我到温哥华去服侍。
In 1975, I went to Vancouver to serve.
我们刚刚开始一个聚会。
At the time, we just started the meeting.
人数非常少，才十几个人。
We had very few people, probably 10 plus one. And I was very young.
那么，但是呢，我一直盼望说呢，在温哥华，我们能为神得着一个家。
But I always hope that that's my desire, that at Vancouver we could gain a house of the Lord.
我的聚会里面多多的强调弟兄姊妹们必须学会安息在主的跟前。
So at my fellowship, I emphasize the time again that we need to rest before the Lord.
有一天早晨我们在传福音。
Now one morning we had this gospel outreach.
那么进来了一对比较年长一点的弟兄姊妹。
An elderly couple walked in.
那个一对弟兄姊妹，他们进来之后就坐下来。
This couple came in and sat down.
坐下来，我就看那个姊妹啊，一直在哭啊。
And I noticed that the sister kept crying.
那些是我的传福音。
And on that day, it is I who was sharing gospel.
我心里也觉得很奇怪。
And I was, I felt kind of strange.
我说我也没讲什么感动人的故事。
I did not say any touching stories.
这个聚会也没那么感动嘛。
The meeting wasn't that touching.
他坐在那一直哭呢。
Why the sister kept crying sitting there?
哭到简直是不得了。
And she just kept crying.
后来我们认识。
And later on, when we came to know each other.
所以有一天他就告诉我这个故事。
One day she told me this.
他说：“弟兄，你知道吗
？”Brother, do you know this?
我们曾经呢在。东岸参加一个聚会。
We used to meet in a fellowship in the East Coast.
但是在那里受到很大的伤害。
But we were so greatly hurt.
我们对聚会就灰心。
We were so despair.
所以我们到了温哥华之后呢
？And then after we went to Vancouver.
我们对聚会呢，我们就 再也没什么负担。
We no longer had any burden to go to meeting.
但是基督徒不聚会也不行啊。
But for Christians, not to meet, it's not right either.
所以主日起床之后呢，你看我，我看你，这
样。So Sunday mornings, they would look at each other.
你们今天去哪里啊
？Where should we go today?
那好了，就那个一个一个礼拜堂这么走。
All right, let's just try every church.
但是去一些地方都是很失望。
But every place they went, it was so disappointing.
那后来呢？因为我们中间有个弟兄跟他们认识，就说：“哎，现在我们一个新的聚会开始，你要不要来听一听啊
？”And one of our brothers knew them, so he told them that we have this new meeting. Why don't you come to see if you like it?
他一听啊，就十几个人。
And they said, "Oh, there are only 10+ people."
并且呢，在那里那个讲道的又很年轻。
And the one who was preaching was quite young.
因为的确那个时候我才30岁，那很年轻。
Because at the time I was in my 30s.
所以他心里面根本轻看。
So the sister simply despised this kind of meeting.
所以请了一次两次不来，最后呢给他请多了，他说不好意思，他跟他他们夫妻俩好了，去应付一下，去一下。
And they had been invited many times. After a while, they felt that they were obliged to go, and they said, "Well, that's just to go to get away with it."
早晨他们来了。
So on that morning, they did show up.
他一进来一看，果然这么小猫两三只，这个，看这么少人呢，哎。
Indeed, as you walk in, yes, there were just so few sitting there. This was nothing.
看那个站在台上的又是那么年轻的。
And the preacher seemed to be so young at the pulpit. So the sister later told me this.
他说：“弟兄，你知道吗
？”Brother, do you know this?
我本来带着很轻看的态度来。
I came in with such a despising attitude.
但是奇妙的是
，But amazingly.
他说：“当我坐下来的时候
，The moment I sat down.
我一坐下来
，At the very instant.
这个里面一个很强烈的意念出来说，回家了。
The strong, intense thought.”Came up to me that I've come home.
回家了。
I have come home.
他说我的眼泪啊，就止不住的往下流啊。
So I just couldn't hold back my tears. They just kept flowing.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So beloved，
事实上神也不在乎人多人少。
In reality, God really doesn't care whether there are few or many.
神在意的是这个聚会有没有神家的实际。
What he cares is whether this meeting has the reality of the house of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So beloved,
教会是神的家
The church is the house of God.
圣经已经很明显地告诉我们，神不仅在天上有家，他在地上也要得着一个家。
The Bible has explicitly told us that not only does our God have a household in heaven, he also wants to gain a household on earth.
如果神能够在地上得到一个聚会真正有家的实际
，If our God is able to gain a meeting which has the reality of His house on earth，
很安息，我们也安息。
Then God will rest, so do we。
否则的话
，Otherwise，
神不能在其中得到安息，我们也不要想有安息。
If God cannot have rest among the fellowships, nor do we hope to have any rest。
我们是天父的儿女。
We are the children of our heavenly Father.
我们应当以父的家为念。
We should be mindful of our Father's house.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
这是圣经里面一个重大的启示。
This is a great revelation in the Bible.
我们巴望主让我们作为神的儿女。
We hope that as God's children,
真正能够以神的家为念
we will truly be about the business of God to be mindful of His house.
一个真正爱神的人
a person who truly loves God,
不仅爱神，也是爱神的家
not only does he love God, he also loves the house of God.
我们求主借着他的灵能把这样的一个意念很清楚地放在我们众人的里面
We ask God that through His Holy Spirit He would place this very thought of His house so clearly in each one of us in our hearts shall we bow our head in that prayer
主啊我们真是满心的感谢你
Lord, we're filled with thanksgiving to you.
你救我们脱离仇敌的手,
because you have delivered us from the hand of the enemy.
主要把我们带回到神的家中,
in order to lead us back to the house of God.
并且你要用我们这些人建造神的家,
and also you want to use us to build the house of God.
我们求你借着圣灵在里面做开启的工作,
we ask that through the Holy Spirit you would do the work of enlightening.
让我们确实地知道,
so that we can know this surely. The reason that you still gather us together in various localities. The greatest purpose is to build us up as the house of God. So that God would have this place of rest. So that God would reign. And also God could have this place where God would abide with
man.
Oh Lord, today your house is desolate on earth.
我们实在有深处的亏欠,
we feel that we have so much shortchanged.
我们求你重新一次提醒我们,
Lord, once again remind us.
带领我们,
lead us.
拯救我们,
save us.
主啊, 我们就把这些话交在你的恩手中,
Lord, we can only commit all these words into your gracious hands.
求你的灵做工在我们中间,
may your spirit work in our midst.
垂听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.